Good morning. The Daf HaShavua is sponsored by David and Paula Balmser and Omo Construction, as well as Bagel Munch. And we are on Daf Nun Vavamid Beis. We are in the midst of the Chalomos, the Agadata about dreams and different meanings of dreams. We spoke last week about Bar Hedja, who taught us that dreams go based on their interpretation to a certain extent. But we're going to see today how there are certain dreams which mean they symbolize a certain thing. Certain things are going to happen to you. The Piskei Tshuvos explains why, tries to understand why we don't take this necessarily so seriously nowadays, or some of the symbolism or the simanim that our Gemara is going to talk about may not necessarily apply nowadays. Just from the fact that in the times of the Gemara, their lives were much more insular, and you didn't really see what was going on in the rest of the world. So nowadays, if you are watching the news and hear about a fire in the news, so having a dream about a fire happening isn't necessarily going to be as dangerous as it was in the times of the Gemara. If you see an elephant in the dream, well, you went to the zoo last week, it's not going to be so meaningful. But in times of the Gemara, if you never saw an elephant in your entire life, or recently at all, and you see an elephant in your midst back to the simon, that something's going to happen to you, it can mean a certain thing. But for now, for us, when our lives are much more expansive, and we see a lot of the things that are going on in the world, it may have a little less meaning, but that's going to be true in general. So like, these simonim mean you have no reason to have a dream about this thing. But if you went to the zoo last week, and you have a dream about an animal, that's the reason why you saw that animal in your dream. But our Gemara is talking about there's no reason why, logically, you should have dreamt about this certain thing, and yet you did. That's going to be perhaps a certain simon. We're going to go through various things today, which are the symbolism of things you see in dreams, means that a certain thing is destined to happen to you, and what exactly the dreams are supposed to be. So we are 10 lines down from the wide lines. So the first round of line is Ashkach. We are starting from Amar Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Haroeh ve'er b'chalom, roeh shalom. If you see a well in your dream, that's a sign that you're going to see peace. Shene emar v'yach peru avdei Yitzchak b'nachal, v'yim tzu'u sham b'er mayim chayim. That Yitzchak dug wells, and he ultimately gained ownership over those wells once there was peace in that area. And therefore, a well represents peace. And Rav Nasan omer matzah Torah. If you see a well, that means you're going to find Torah. Shene emar ki motzi matzah chayim. Hashem says, if you find me, it's like finding life. Referring to Torah is like life. Uksiv hacha be'er mayim chayim, and a well is also called life. So perhaps it means peace, perhaps it means Torah. And finally, Rava Amar chayim amish. Rava says it literally means life. As Maharshal explains, water is necessary for life. So perhaps it means peace, because the pasuk says it's like it gets stuck in the wells. Perhaps it means Torah. Perhaps also Torah is nimshal alamayim. And then finally, it could just mean literally, you're going to have life, because water is an essential part of life. Amar b'chanan, shalo shalom osein. There are three things, if you see them in a dream, it symbolizes peace. Nahar, Tzipor, Kedera. A river, a bird, and a kettle, a pot. Nahar, Dechsev, Hinani Note, Eleha, Kinahar, Shalom. Pasuk refers to Hashem as watching over us like a river of peace. Tzipor, Dechsev, Kitziparim, Afos, Kenyagain, Hashem, Tzvakos. If you see a bird, it means peace, because the Pasuk says Hashem's going to watch over us and protect us like a bird. And Kedera, if you see a pot in the dream, it means you're going to have peace. Dechsev, Hashem, Tishbos, Shalom Lanu. Hashem's going to place peace on us. And that Lashon of Tishbos is really usually a verb that's used, that's associated with a pot. When we say that a pot is a good siman for shalom, that's only if it's a pot that does not have any meat in it. As the pasuk says, ufarsu kaashir basir ukebasar beso chalachas. The pasuk refers to our enemies breaking us, and it refers to us as meat in the pot. So meat in the pot is a siman ra, but if it's a pot without any meat, that's going to be a siman for shalom. And this got a lot of press, this Agadata about the different types of peace, the river, the kettle, and the bird. It's based on the explanation of the Gra, but it became famous by Rav Aaron Feldman. He wrote a sefer on Shalom Bayis called The River, the Kettle, and the Bird. Introduction, he explains what those have to do with Shalom Bayis. So these three different levels of Shalom, the three types of Shalom actually are references to three different levels of Shalom, and he beautifully relates them all to Shalom Bayis. Starts off with the river. The river relationship of Shalom is just like a husband and wife that's getting along nicely and just not fighting. And that's represented by a river. A river is how two different countries can get along and to do business with one another. That's a way of just communicating. They don't have to be great friends or have any special connection between two countries. Just they happen to do business by means of the river. The next level of shalom is the kedera. The kedera is beautiful. It represents how a husband and wife can accomplish things together that they couldn't accomplish on their own. The pot takes fire and water, and together allows them to cook something. The fire on its own would just burn the food. The water on its own would just soak the food. It wouldn't do anything productive. But the fire and water together through the kedera Gzeira are able to work together to cook the food, which they couldn't do on their own, which is represented by the beautiful relationship of a husband and wife, how they have a husband and a wife, and you can't on your own make a parnasa and pack the lunches and make sure your house is not a mess and maintain the Jewish values in your home. You need to have a team of two people who on their own couldn't accomplish it, but together they're able to accomplish things that they would not be able to accomplish individually. And then finally, the bird. The bird represents how they actually become one unit, because the bird has two different talents. It has the ability to fly in the sky. It also has the ability to walk on land. It doesn't just use those two together, that they're being used in harmony and productive together, but it's actually contained in one unit. They're all contained in one singular bird, which represents how the husband and wife, not only are they get along like a river, not only do they help each other like the pot and arrow to accomplish things together, but they become literally one unit. And those are both essential, Rav Aaron Feldman says, because let's say you only have the river, you only get along, so that's not going to last at all. If you have the river and the kettle, you get along, and also you're able to work together in the house. That sounds great, but what about when your kids leave the home and you're an empty nester and now you don't have the needs? I don't need your panas. I don't need you to support me anymore. So then relationship can also fizzle. You obviously have to have the bird also. You actually become one person. There's no habamina of, oh, I don't need you anymore. It's like, you are me. We are the same person. That's how Aaron Feldman takes the Gra's explanation over here and beautifully relates it to Shalom Bayis. Totally unrelated, the Ksav Sofer has a different explanation of what these three levels of peace are, how the Kedera represents Shalom Bayis, Shalom in the home, like the pot, the family is eating from the pot in the kitchen. The Kedera is Shalom Bayis in your home on its own. The river represents Shalom not only in your house, but throughout the community. The river spreads throughout the town, and this means having Shalom not only in your house, but also throughout Passaic Clifton. And the bird flies everywhere. It can fly to Bergen County. It can fly to New York. The bird represents having peace in not only your home, not only your community, but also having peace throughout the entire world. So the three different types of peace, if you see them in a dream, it's a symbol for peace and the different explanations as to what exactly that's supposed to teach us. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. So here the Gemara is going to say how there are certain things which, if you see them in a dream, it can really go either way. It could be good, it could be bad. So you should quickly say a pasuk which implies it's going to be good, and this way that's what's going to actually happen, as opposed to a negative pasuk which could also be related to your dream. You want the positive pasuk to happen and not the negative pasuk to happen. So you should quickly, when you get up, say the good pasuk. So as we see, Rav Shmuel Levi says, if you see a river in a dream, you should quickly say the pasuk which we just quoted about how rivers represent peace. Before another pasuk comes true, which is a negative pasuk, that a river is like tsar, like tsaros. You don't want that to happen. So quickly say the good pasuk as opposed to the bad pasuk. As if you see a bird, you should quickly say the pasuk. That means that birds mean peace. As opposed to the negative pasuk, which says that the bird is wandering outside of his nest, which has a negative connotation. If you see a kedera, a pot, you should quickly say the pasuk, which means shalom. Which refers to us being placed on like a pot on a fire, which refers to our enemies attacking us. If you see grapes in a dream, quickly say the pasuk that refers to Bnei Yisrael as being like grapes in a midbar. Before the negative pasuk could come true, which says that grapes are bitter and has negative connotation. If you see a mountain in a dream, quickly say the positive pasuk of how beautiful the mountains are, which with the feet of the messenger come and they announce that Mashiach, the Geula, is here. As opposed to the negative pasuk coming true, which says that on the mountain there is weeping and wailing. If you see a shofar in your dream, say the pasuk which says that the shofar is going to be blown at the time of the Geula. As before, the negative pasuk can come true, which says that we're going to blow the shofar to announce that our enemies are about to attack us. If you see a dog in a dream, quickly say the positive pasuk, which says that during Makas Bechoros, the dogs didn't bark, which is this coming week's parsha. This positive connotation. Before the negative pasuk can come true, which says that dogs are arrogant and not so nice. If you see a lion in a dream, quickly say the pasuk, which says Aryesh, the lion roars, who's not going to be afraid, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before the negative pasuk can come true, which refers to an Aryeh, a lion, which is referring to Nebuchadnezzar, and our enemies. If you see shaving in a dream, quickly say the pasuk which refers to Yosef shaving and changing his clothes before he went to Paro in Parashas Miketz. Before the negative pasuk can come true, which refers to shaving and losing all your strength. If you see a well in your dream, say the pasuk of Be'er Mayim Chayim. Kum shekemenu pasuk acher kahakir bayir meimeha, that it's going to flow with water like a well, which refers to Yerushalayim flowing with rishas and not good things. If you see a reed in your dream, quickly say the pasuk that a bruised reed will not break, which is positive. Which a pasuk refers to us relying on the mitzrim and relying on our enemies. Tana Rabbanan, Haroe Kana Bechalom Yitzape Lechachma. If you see a reed in your dream, you should anticipate. You should expect wisdom. It's a sign of wisdom, and therefore you should anticipate wisdom. Shenemar Kenei Chachma. As the pasuk says, you should acquire wisdom, and Kenei is the same letters as Kana. Kanim, if you see multiple reeds in a dream, Yitzape Lebina, you should expect understanding. Shenemar Uvechol Kenyanecha Kenei Bina. Again, you're going to be able to acquire Bina, and that lashon of acquire Kenei is the same letters as Kana. So an interesting verse from the Chasam Sofer about how Kana is a sign of Chachma. There's a question in Parshas Miketz where Paro appoints Yosef to tell him what his dreams mean about the cows and about the shibalim and the stalks of wheat. What does all this mean? And Yosef says it means 7 years of Sova, 7 years of Ra'av. And then Yosef adds, and you should appoint an Ish Chacham, a guy, to be in charge, to make sure that you save up during the years of Sova to have for the years of famine. And all of Mepharshim ask, Yosef, who asked for your opinion? He asked for you to interpret, this means 7 years of this means 7 years of that. Who asked you to say, oh, you should appoint a guy to be in charge, and maybe it could be someone like me? Who asked you to say that? How do you have the audacity to say that in front of the king? So there are many different answers in the Mepharshim, and the Chasam Sofer connects, maybe it relates to this Gemara, that perhaps in Yosef, you saw in the dream, it says the Sheva Shibolim were min Kaneh Echad, that came out of one stalk, that Lashon of Kaneh, which our Gemara says is Lashon of Chachma, so therefore he saw perhaps a sign to appointing an Ish Chacham. It wasn't his personal suggestion, it was actually in the interpretation of the dream. That was a cute idea. Amar Rabbi Zera. Zera continues, Kara, if you see pumpkin, Kora, hearts of palm, Kira, wax, Kanya, a reed, again a Kana, Kulhu, Ma'alu, Lachalma, those are all great signs in a dream. Tanya, Ein Marin, Diluin, one who sees pumpkin, you're only going to see a pumpkin in the dream if you are someone who is a full Yerei Shamayim with all of your strength. Is a beautiful shot of Rav Nissim Gaon. Rav Nissim Gaon is on the side of the Gemara in the small letters. You don't often quote Rav Nissim Gaon. He has a beautiful symbolism of what pumpkins have to do with Yerei Shamayim. Seems very unrelated. He explains that pumpkins are a fruit which get very heavy, and they're very big, and they're very nice and large. However, they don't hang up high in the sky. They actually hang low to the ground. And in fact, the larger they are, the closer they are to the ground, which represents Yerei Shamayim. That the more Yerei Shamayim you have, the more anava you have, the more you hold yourself holy, which we see by Moshe Rabbeinu all the time. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ana Mikol Adam, perhaps because he was so great, he had such Yerei Shamayim, like the pumpkin, he lowered himself. That's a natural result of Yerei Shamayim. If you see an ox in a dream, quickly say the pasuk which refers to Yosef. Before the negative pasuk can come true, which is referring to an ox goring someone, which would be a negative dream to have. Tana Rabbanan, Chamisha Dvarim Ne'emru Bishor. Five things if you see a shore in a dream, this is what they're going to mean. Ha'ochem Ibsaro, if you eat from the meat of the shore, Miss Asher, you're going to get rich. Nagcho, if the shore gored you, then Ha'avion Le'banam Shemenachem Torah. It's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. You're going to have kids who are going to be killing each other over Torah. Nashcha, if it bit you, Yisurin Ba'en Allah, then you're going to have suffering happen to you. But Ba'atu, if it kicks you, Derech Rechoka Nizdam Nilo, you're going to have to travel a very long a long trip. Rachbo, Ola Ligdula, if you're riding the ox, it's a sign that you're going to go Ligdula, it's, great things are going to happen to you. Ava Hatanya, Rachbo, Mace, but Abraisa says if you're riding an ox in a dream, you're going to die. Lo Kasha, Hadarachiv Hula Sora, Hadarachiv Sora, Lididei. Depends if he's riding the ox, that's a good thing. If the ox is riding him and trampling him, that would be a bad thing. Haruach Chamor Bechalom, Yitzap Elishua. If you see a donkey in a dream, you should expect salvation. Shenamar, Hinei Malkech, Yavo, Lach. Tzadik v'nosha hu ani v'rochiv al chamor. That's the pasuk referring to Mashiach, who'll be riding on a donkey. Haroach hatul b'chalom. If you see a cat in a dream, the asra the karu le shinra. If you're in a town where the according to their language they call it the cat a shunra. That's the word they use for cat is shunra. Then it means naasis lo shira na'e. You're gonna have a nice beautiful song about you. And shinra, if you're in a place where they call cat shinra, naasulo shinui ra. You're gonna have a bad change happen in your life, which is crazy. It means that the meaning of your dream is gonna depend on the language of where you come from, which comes up very interestingly in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We all know that we have simanim on Rosh Hashanah night, and we have different things, and the apple and the honey should mean this is going to happen to me, and the pomegranate that we're going to have later also, this should happen to me. And some people have like the cute like shtick where they say like, oh, we're going to have a raisin. And salary, they have a raising salary. We take the things and fit them into our own language, and it's actually in the Magen Avraham, which Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham, that you should actually not just rely on the simanim from the Gemara that come up in Marakrisis, but you should also make your own that match your own personal language. Magen Avraham connects that to this Gemara, which points out how the meaning of cat is going to depend on what you call a cat in your language. So too, you should try to make up his own simanim that match the language that you come from, that you have, and that's actually going to impact the interpretation of that segula. Very fascinating. If you see grapes in your dream, so it depends. Levanos, ben bismanan, ben shalob bismanan, yafos. If it's white grapes, and whether it's in its season or not in its season, that's a good dream. Shechoros, if they're black grapes, bezmanan yafos, shlo bezmanan rose. If it's in their season, that's going to be good. If it's not in their season, that's going to be bad. Haroes sus, if you see a horse in your dream, it depends. Lavan, if it's a white horse, bechalom in your dream, bein benachas, bein beradof, yafalo, whether it's walking calmly or it's running and chasing someone, it's still going to be, if it's a white horse, it's a good dream. But if it's Edom, if it's a red horse, then it depends. Benachas yafe, beradof kasha, if it's walking calmly, that's a nice dream. If it's chasing someone, that would be a bad dream. Harowe Yishmael b'chalom, tefilaso nishmas. If you see Yishmael in your dream, that means your tefillos are going to be answered. Right? The name Yishmael means Yishmael, Hashem's going to hear you. Medafka Yishmael ben Avraham, avotaya ba'al malo. That's only if it's Yishmael ben Avraham, specifically that Yishmael, not just any random Arab Yishmaeli. Harowe Gamal b'chalom, misa niknis alom en ashamayim v'hitzigluha mimena. If you see a camel in your dream, that means that you were destined to have misa, but then Hashem had rachmanas and saved on you. And saved you from that means. Amar Bichama, Bar Bichanina, my crow, what's the source of this? As Pasuk says, Vanochi Eredim Chamitraima, Vanochi Elocha, Gam Alo, that Hashem tells Yaakov, and Vayigash, that you should go down to Mitzrayim to meet Yosef, and I'm going to go back up with you. And the word Gam Alo sounds like Gamal, so that's the meaning of why Gamal means you're going to have some bad, tough, dangerous situation they're going to be safe from. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Mehacha, Gam Hashem He'evir Chatascha, Lo Samus, Pasuk says that Hashem is going to lift your Aver. And the word gam is also like gamal. So the Torah Tamima has also an interesting explanation of why camel, the word gamal means you're going to have a dangerous thing happen to you that you're going to be saved from. Because gamal, it sounds like the word gomel. It sounds like you're going to have to say brechas ha-gomel. Brechas ha-gomel is when you were in a dangerous situation that you were saved from. So seeing a gamal is a sign you should have to say ha-gomel, meaning you're going to be in this dangerous situation, which you're going to then be saved from, which is going to warrant a brechas ha-gomel, which sounds like gamal. I wrote Pinchas b'chalom. What?
I think they say gamal is kosher animal. We're not sure what a shecht it because it has. He's supposed to be killed, but we don't know where the shecht it.
No, I think it was a giraffe.
Are you saying camel?
I think it was a giraffe. Oh,
giraffe. Sorry, I'm still. I'm still waking up.
Yeah. Haro Pinchas b'chalom. Pele na'aselo. It sounds like camel. Gamal sounds like camel. Depends on the language that you come from. If you see Pinchas in a dream, then you're going to have a Pela. A wonderful thing happened to you, like Pinchas. Many miracles happened to him during the Maisa with Pinchas. If you see elephant in a dream, as we referenced earlier, that means that you're going to have Plaos. Many wondrous things happen to you. And imagine, well, Pilin, multiple elephants, means Pile Plaos Nasalo. You're going to have many, many wondrous things happen to you. But the verse says, all animals are great for in a dream except for elephant and monkey. So how could elephant be a sign of plele plow? So lo kasha had mesarig had lo mesarig. It depends. If the elephant was saddled and under control, that's a good sign. But if it's not saddled, that's going to be a bad sign. Haroe Huna Bechalom Neis Naasalo. If you say the name Huna, which we're going to explain means that the name is written out. You see it in your dream, the name Huna written out, Hevav Nun Aleph, it's a sign you're going to have a miracle happen to you. As the word, as Rashi says, the Nun in Huna, Nun represents Neis. And if you see Chanina, Chananya, Yohanan, these names, which have two Nuns, so Nisei Nisim Naasalo, you're going to have many miracles happen to you. The multiple Nuns represent multiple Nisim. Haroe Hesped Bechalom Minashamayim Chasu Alav Uftau. If you see a Hesped, a eulogy in a dream, then Hashem had Rachmanos and saved you. That the word of Hesped is Lashon Chasu Uftauhu, that you were redeemed from that situation. Bahani Mili Biksava, as we said, all these things, the names Huna, Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, and the word Hesped. It's when we see the words written out, Biksav, not you actually see a Hesped happening to you. Ha'one, in a dream you say, Yehesh Merabah Mavorach, Muftach Lo Sheben Olam Haba, means that you are Muftach to be a Ben Olam Haba. Ha'kore Kriyashma, Ro'i Shetishra Alav Shechina, if you see, in a dream you're saying Kriyashma, it's great, you're having dreams about doing mitzvos, that's a good sign, it means that you're going to have this, you're worthy of having the Shechina rest on you, El She'ein Doro Zaka Lekach, but your generation is not worthy of that occurring. Ha'meinach Tilin Bechalom, put on Tilin in the dream, Yitzapel Legdula, you should expect Gedula, greatness, and Emar, Ve'ra'u Kol Ami Ha'aretz, Kishem Hashem. Nikra Alecha, all the other nations are going to see that Hashem is on us. When that was that referred to Hashem is on us, Tanya Vlazar Agadol Omer, Elu Tfilin Shabarosh, they're going to see our Tfilin Shabarosh, and Abasa concludes, the Yaru Mimeka, they're going to fear us. After seeing that greatness, that implies that tefillin represents going ligdula, or people are going to respect you. Hamispalol b'chalom simin yafelo. If you daven in the dream, that's a great sign because davening represents us connecting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Bahani mili delo siyem. That's only as long as you didn't finish the tefillah. If you daven and then finish, that means that's like you're close to Hashem and then you stopped being close to Hashem. That would not be a great sign, but davening. And you wake up mid davening, that would be a good sign. The Gemara now is going to have some interesting explanations of how if you have illicit dreams of inappropriate relationships, how it actually could symbolize something positive. Habo alimo bechalom yitzap alabina. If you have an intimate relationship with your mother, it's actually a sign in your dream. It's a sign that you're going to they should anticipate bina and wisdom. Shenamar ki im labina tikra. Pasuk says that bina is im, which we darshan as being im, that mother is related to bina. Haba naira hamarasa. If you're with an engaged woman, girl, yitzap le Torah, you should expect Torah because me'orasa represents Torah. Shenamar Torah tivlanu Moshe morasha kilas Yaakov. Atikre morasha. Don't read that the Torah is an inheritance to us. Ela me'orasa the Torah. We are engaged to the Torah. Ma'amarasa represents Torah. That pasuk also, that Joshua also teaches us that Ben Noach, a non-Jew, should not learn Torah because we have a unique relationship to Torah. We are engaged to Torah that is at the exclusion of all the other nations. Haba ala chosol b'chalom yitzap ala chachma. If you're with your sister in a dream, you should anticipate chachma. Shenamar emor la chachma achosiyat. Tell chachma that it is your sister, which represents that sister and chachma are related. Haba al ishes ish b'chalom. If you're with a married woman in a dream, muptach lo shu ben olam haba, you're going to be a ben olam haba. Rashi says it symbolizes how you're going to have not only your chelik in olam haba, but also your friend's chelik in olam haba. V'hani mili d'lo yadala, d'lo hir herba me'urta. For all these things, as we explain, it's only when you didn't know the person and you weren't thinking about it beforehand. I said if you see an elephant because you just went to the zoo last week, so that's not going to be a chiddush. So all these things are totally out of the blue, not if you were thinking about another ishes ish chas v'shalom. That would not be a good sign at all. If you see wheat in a dream, then that's also a simin of peace. That Hashem places shalom in our borders and refers to chitim filling us up. Chitim are symbolized by peace. If you see barley in a dream, then it's a sign that your avonos are going to be removed. Saru is like seorim. That your avirus are going to be forgiven and removed, and again, sar, the samach sin flip can sound like seorim. Amar Bezira, ana lo salki mi bava la eretz Yisrael, ad chazai sarai bechalma. As we have said, seeing barley in the dream means that your averos have been, you've been cleansed of your averos. So Rabbi Zira said, I'd only go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. I was waiting until I saw a dream which had barley in it, so I knew that my averos were forgiven, and then I would be zocha to go move to Eretz Yisrael. Which the Avni Nezer, very interestingly, relates this line of Agarta to the sugya of making aliyah and the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. How it seems like Reb Zera wasn't, if it was like an absolute chiyuv on everybody, you can't just say, I'm going to put on tefillin if I have a dream that says I should put on tefillin. You can't rely on your dreams if you have an actual absolute chiyuv. So you have to perhaps fit in why perhaps there's a mitzvah, but you have to be ra'i for the lamb, you know, that the lamb spits out people who do averos that the psukim described. So perhaps that's why he felt the cat to be cleansed of his averos. Or perhaps like Reb Moshe said, that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a mitzvah that you fulfill if you do it. I'm not an absolute obligation. Otherwise, you would not be able to make it tola on dreams at all. Haroe gefen teuna. If you see a vine with grapes on it, bechalim in your dream, ein ishto mapeles nefalim, that means that your wife is not going to miscarry. Shene emar eshtecha kegefen poriyah, your wife is fruitful like grapes. Soreka yitzapel in Mashiach. If you see a vine branch, that's going to anticipate Mashiach. Shene emar osvi the gefen iro, vila soreka b'ni asono. The Pasuk refers to a grapevine, and B'ni Asano, which is again a reference to the donkey, that Mashiach will come. Haroba te'ena b'chalom toraso mishtameres b'kirbo. If you see a fig in your dream, that's a sign that your Torah is going to be protected within you. Shene emar notzer te'ena yuchal pirya, that the fig is protected and you're going to be able to eat of its fruit. Let's say you see pomegranates in a dream. So it depends. Zutri, if they're small pomegranates, pari aske karimona, your business is going to flourish like a pomegranate. Ravravi, if they're big pomegranates, ravi iske karimona, your business is going to increase and get larger like a pomegranate. And palgi, if it's a cut up pomegranate in your dream, then it also depends. Im tamechacham hu, yitzap le Torah. Tamechacham should expect Torah, shene emar ashecha miyayin, harekach me'asis rimoni, that Hashem is going to give us spiced wine and the juice of a pomegranate referencing Torah. V'im ama aretzu, yitzap le mitzvos. Then you should anticipate mitzvos, shene emar kefelach harimon, rakaseich, that a split rimon is like rakaseich. My rakaseich, what does that word rakaseich mean? Afilu rekanen shebecha meleye mitzvos kerimun. Even those who are empty among you, who seem like rishayim, are actually on the inside full of mitzvos. And the Malbim on this pasuk actually is one of the places that actually says that a pomegranate has 613 seeds. But that, I think we've tested that, and that's not literal. Don't waste your time on Rosh Hashanah counting those. I heard a beautiful part on the symbolism of a pomegranate to symbolize those who seem like rekanim, but they're actually full of mitzvahs, like a rimon, the name of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He explains that usually for a fruit, if you look on the outside, it looks nice and beautiful and juicy on the outside. A pomegranate looks like it's dried out and hard and not so tasty on the outside, but when you cut it open, really on the inside, it's full of beautiful fruit. And there are people, you shouldn't judge people on the outside who look that they may not be, they may be reikonin, they may be empty of mitzvos, but really on the inside, they are malei mitzvos krim, and they're actually full of mitzvos like a pomegranate. If you see olives in a dream, again, it depends. Zutri, pari viravi v'kai eske kezesin. If they're small olives, then you should, and then your business is going to flourish and grow. And v'kai, it's going to be durable, like olives. V'hanimili pri aval ilani. That's only if you see the fruit of the olive. But if you see the tree that the olive grew on, then havi onle banim merubin. It's a sign you're going to have many sons. Shin emar banecha kishile zesim. That you're going to have sons like olive trees. Ikuda amri haru ezayis bechalom shem tov yotelo. Some say, if you see olives in a tree, in a dream, that's a sign that you're going to have a shem tov, a good name, go out. Shene emar, zayas ra'anan, yefei pri sawar, kara Hashem shemecha. That a nice, beautiful olive with fruit is what kara Hashem shemecha is refers to, what the shame that Hashem is going to call you and having a shem tov. Haru Hashem en zayas b'chalom, yitzapa l'me'or Torah. If you see olive oil in a dream, you should anticipate the light of Torah, that they would use Shemen Zayazach to light the menorah. And the menorah and fire represents Torah. As we know, Kiner Mitzvah, a Torah or, therefore you should expect, if you see olive oil, you should expect Torah. If you see dates in your dream, you should expect that your averos have been finished. Shenamar tam avoncha bas tzion, that tam avoncha, your averos have been finished, and the word tam sounds like the word tamar, dates. Amar Rav Yosef, haroa eiz bechalom, shana mesbareches lo. If you see a goat in your dream, then you're going to have a great year. Izim, multiple goats, then even more, even better. Shana mesbareches lo, you're going to have many great years. Shana emar, v'dei chalav, izim lelach mecha, you're going to have plenty of goat milk for your food, which is a great simon. If you see a hadas in your dream, then you're going to have hatzlacha in your business. If you don't have a business and a chasim to be successful, then Yerusha nefalas lo melakam acher, you're going to have an inheritance, and that's how you're going to have a keem of this dream of having a successful possessions. Amar Ula v'amila b'masnisa tana v'hu decha zavakanayu. Ula explains, some say, and the Mishnah explains, that's only, the hadas is only a good sign when you saw them on their stem. That's a good statement. If they're detached, that would not necessarily mean the same good thing. If you see an esrog in your dream, it's a sign that you are beautiful in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar pre-eitz hadar kapos marim. The esrog is referred to as a pre-eitz hadar. Therefore, the esrog means that you are hadar in the eyes of Hashem. You see a lulav in your dream, it's a sign that you only have one heart towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the word lulav sounds like low, lev, that he has a heart, which means he has a heart towards Avish B'Hashamayim. If you see a goose in a dream, you should anticipate Chachma. Shenamar Chachmos Bachutz Tarona. The Pasuk describes that the Chachma is crying out, and just like geese also make very loud noise, so if you're going to have Chachma, you're going to be able to spread a lot of Torah. The Haba Aleha, Haber Hashishiva, and if you have intimacy with that with the goose, that's a sign of coming a Rosh Yeshiva. Amar Rav Ashi, Ani Re'isiya Ubasi Aleha, Beslakis Ligdula. Rashi says, I actually had this exact dream happen to me, and I eventually became a Rosh Yeshiva. Haru Atarnagol Bechalom Yitzapa LeBen Zachar. We see Atarnagol, a chicken in the dream, that's a sign you're going to have a baby boy, the baby male children. Tarnagolim Yitzapa LeBanim Zacharim. Many Tarnagolim means many male children, and Tarnagoles Yitzapa LeTarbitza Na'e Vegila. We see a female chicken, it's a sign that you're going to have a beautiful, wondrous tarbitza. Rashi says tarbitza may either mean a nice, beautiful garden, or it can mean a nice, beautiful base medrash. And tarnagolas is like tar bitza na'e vigila. So you see the word tarnagolas is in that tarbitza na'e vigila. Haroa beitzim bechalim, if you see eggs in a dream. Tuluya bekashaso, his requests are hanging in the balance. It's like you can't see what's inside the shell of the egg, so you don't know what's actually going to happen with all of your requests. But nishtabru, if the egg breaks, nas bekashaso means that his requests have been fulfilled and they actually have come true. Bechain egozim, bechain kishuim, bechain, same is true for nuts and cucumbers, kol kli zechuchis, or any glass vessels, v'chein kol hanishbarim ke'elu, anything else that is fragile, if they break, it's a sign that your bakashos have been fulfilled. Hanichnas lekrach, if in your dream you enter into a village, na'asu l'chavtzav, all your things that you want to happen are going to happen. Shene'emar v'yanchem el mechoz chavtzam, refers to mechoz chavtzam, and the word mechoz is a lashon of a village. So mechoz chavtzam, your chavtzam, the things you want to happen, are going to happen if in your dream you entered a village. Hanagaleach Rosha Bechalom Simen Yafalo. If you shave your head in the dream, that's a good sign for you. Rosha Bezikno, if you shave your head and your beard in the dream, Lo Lechol Mishpachto, that's a good sign for you and your entire Mishpacha. Hayoshe Ba'areva Kitana. Shem Tov Yotzelo. If in your dream you are sitting in a small boat, you're going to have a Shem Tov, a good name. Ba'ariva Gedola, Lo Lechol Mishpachto. If you're in a large boat in your dream, that's a good sign for you and your entire Mishpacha. Bahani Mili Demadle Deluye. That's only if you are actually riding the waves in the dream, that boat is afloat. If it is not afloat, that would not be such a great sin. Hanifne Bechalom Simunyafalo. If one relieves themselves in their dream, then that is a Simunyafa. It's like you have removed your waist. Shenemar Mihart Soa Lipasiyach, that their openings have released the bad things. It's similar to that pasuk. Bahani mili de lo kinach. That's only if lo kinach, if you didn't have to clean yourself afterwards after leaving yourself. Otherwise, that implies that you got yourself dirty in the process, which would not be have the same positive connotation. Ha'ola legag b'chalom, ola legdula. If in your dream you go up a ladder, that means you're going to go up to greatness and achieve great things. But yorad, if you later, and that dream you go down the ladder, then yorad megdula, so you're going to eventually lose that high stature, high position that you had. You're going to lose the gedula. Abaye v'rava da amri travayu, kevan sha'ala, ala. Abaye and Rava say no. If in your dream you went up a ladder, then you're going to have greatness, even if you later go down the ladder in your dream, you're still going to have gedula if you went up a ladder in your dream. Hakore begadav b'chalom, korum lo gzardino. If you tear your clothes in your dream, it's a sign that Hashem is going to tear your gizardin. Omid Aram Bechalom, if you're standing naked in your dream. So it depends where you are. Bit Bavel, Omid Belo Chet. If you're in Bavel, that's saying that you don't have any Chet, because Bavel is in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz symbolizes Chet and Avon. We don't have the Rabbi Mikayim and many mitzvot as you could be in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, being Aram in Bavel means you are naked of the Chet, which is a great thing. You are lacking Chet. But by Eretz Yisrael, Aram Belo Mitzvot. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and standing naked, then you're naked of the mitzvot of Eretz Yisrael, that would be a bad thing. It means that you are arum below mitzvos. Hanispas lestardiot, if in your dream you are captured by a soldier, so that sounds like a bad thing, but no, shmir anasis lo, you actually, it means that you're going to be protected, and that's a good thing. And nas nehu bekolar, if you put a chain around your neck, that sounds like a bad thing, but it's actually a good thing. Hosifu lo shmira al shmira, so it's, you're going to be even extra protected. Mahani mili bekolar, aval chavla ba'al malo. That's only if there was a chain around your neck, but if it was just a rope, a noose around your neck, that would not have the same positive simin. Hanichnas la'agam bechalom, nas a rosh yeshiva. If you enter a swamp in your dream, you're going to become a rosh yeshiva. Le'ya'ar, enter into a forest in a dream, nas a rosh lefnei kala. Rashi explains you're going to be the head of the Talmidim. You're going to give the Chazar Hashir and be the head amongst the other Talmidim, not necessarily become the actual Rosh Yeshiva. And a story about that, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yoshua, Chazu Chalma, they both saw a very similar dream. Rav Papa, the Ayol Agma, Nasa Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Papa had a dream and he entered a swamp, therefore he became Rosh Yeshiva. And Rav Huna, Rav Yoshua, the Ayol Yaar, Nasa Rosh Levnei Kala. Rav Huna, Rav Yoshua entered into a forest in his dream and he became the head of the Talmidim, as just as we had explained. Igra Amri, another version of this story, Igra Amri Travayu, La Agma, Aili, they both entered into a swamp, El Rapapa, the Tali, Tevla, Nas, Rosh Yeshiva, Rapapa had a bell around his neck, and so when he walked into the swamp with the bell around his neck, the bell symbolized that it's going to be loud and make noise, he's going to spread Torah, and therefore he became Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Huna, Beit of Yoshua, the Lo Tali, Tevla, he didn't have a bell around his neck, so Nas, Rosh of Nekala, he didn't reach the same Madrega of being Rosh Yeshiva and spreading Torah to that level, but he did become the head of the top of the Talmidim. Amar of Ashi, Ana Ayalis La Agma. Rashi says, I had a dream where I entered into a swamp, and I had a bell around my neck, and I rang the bell around my neck, and therefore Rashi says I personally had this dream and ultimately did become a Rosh Yeshiva. If you bloodlet in a dream, so you release dam. Dam is red. Red symbolizes bad and chet. And so if you are releasing dam, then that's a sign that your averos have been released and forgiven. But the Brisa says that your averos are arranged in front of you. It sounds like that they're not being forgiven. No, my sidurin limachel. They're being organized limachel to be forgiven. So it really is a simen tov if you see bloodletting in your dream. If you see a snake in your dream, it's a sign that your parnasa is prepared before you. As we said in the past, that the klala of the nachash is that he had his food wherever he needed to go, so that the nachash can eat dirt wherever he goes, he has his parnasa. So to seeing a nachash in your dream means that your parnasa is going to be perfectly prepared for you. Nashcho, nichbalalo. If it bites you, then nichbalo, you're going to have double parnasa. That's going to be great. But hargo, if you killed the nachash of the parnasa, so then it means you killed the source of your parnasa, and that's not going to be a good sin. So that was all taught in front of Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes responds. Amalei Rav Sheshes, no, kol shekein shenichbala parnasaso. If biting from the snake means that you're going to have a great parnasa, so if you kill the snake, then even kol shekein, you're going to have even greater parnasa. Velohi. In reality, that's not actually what the real simon is if you kill a snake in your dream. Why did Rav Sheshes say this? Rav Sheshes hu dechaza chavya bechamli dekatle. Rav Sheshes personally had a dream where he saw a snake, and he killed the snake. So he wants to explain it in a positive way, even though others are explaining it in a negative way, which relates to what we saw on last week's daf on Nevav Med Aleph, but how dreams go based on their interpretation. And so he had a certain dream. He wants to interpret it in a positive way, so that it can have a positive result. Tani Tana Kamid Rav Yochanan, Kol Mine Mashkin, Yafin Lachalom, Chutz Min Hayayin. All the types of drinks in the dream are a great sign, except for wine, because wine, yesh shosei v'tovlo, but yesh shosei v'ralo. If sometimes when you drink wine, good things are happening. Sometimes if you have wine, bad things are happening. So it's not necessarily a clear-cut sign. That's not necessarily a simin yafe. Yesh shosei v'tovlo, sh'nemar v'yayin esamach levav enosh. Yayin can be positive. Good things can happen. As you say, if you have wine when you are happy, v'yesh shosei v'ralo, sh'nemar tenu sheichar le'ovid. V'yayin l'mari nefesh. You give wine to someone who feels lost, someone who feels mari nefesh. nefesh, to feel depressed, that's when you have wine. So wine can also have this negative connotation as well. You should clarify for a Talmid Chacham, seeing wine is always a positive thing. Which refers to wine having positive meaning, even for a Talmid Chacham specifically. Amar Rav Yochanan, Hishkem v'nafal pasuk l'soch piv, harei zeh nevuah katana. If one wakes up, and just after the gym, they wake up and they say a pasuk comes out of their mouth, that's a shtickle nevuah, it's a nevuah katana. Which perhaps relates to what we started with at the very beginning today, where we have some things which you should say, if it could be positive or negative, quickly say the positive pasuk, because perhaps saying the positive pasuk is a sign, is actually some form of nevuah and can impact what your dream is going to be. Okay, let's keep going a little bit more. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Melachim Heim. Again, this is all in a dream. If there are three different Melachim kings, if you see them in a dream, it can mean different things. How a David v'chalom yitzapa lechasidus. If you see David, you should anticipate chasidus. Piety, as David says, ki chasid ani, which we had all the way on Daf Dalet. David describes himself as being a chasid. And Shlomo yitzapa lechachma. Shlomo, you should anticipate wisdom. He was one of the greatest of in chachma. And Achav yedmena peranos. If you see Achav, you should expect peranos, because bad things happened to Achav. Gimel Nevi'im Heim, three different Nevi'im, which you see in a dream, can mean different things. Haroah Sefer Melachim, Yitzapeg L'Gedula. If you see the Sefer Melachim from Nevi'im, that you should anticipate Gedula, right? Malchus is Gedula. Yecheskel Yitzapeg L'Chachma. Yecheskel, you should anticipate Chachma, as Yecheskel contains many deep things like Maisim Merkava, and we said three, we're going to list four, and the Gerut takes one of them out, whatever it is. Yeshaya Yatzapa Lenechama, and Yom Yagidag Menaparanos. If you see Sefer Yeshaya in a dream, you should anticipate comfort, that's what that Sefer deals with, and Yom Yagidag you should expect Paranos, as that Sefer deals a lot with the Chorban. Shlosha Kesuvim Gedolim Heim, Sefer of Kesuvim, which mean different things if you see them in a dream. Haroah Sefer Tehillim Yatzapa Lechasidus. If you see Tehillim, which was written by David, which we said David is Chasidus, so she anticipate Chasidus. Mishlei Yitzapa L'Chachma. Sefer Mishlei includes a lot of Chachma, so that's a sign in a dream for Chachma. And Eov, Yelag Menat Paranus, you should expect Paranus, as of course Eov experienced much Paranus in his life. Shlosha Ksuvim Ketanim Heim. Three different things for the Ksuvim Ketanim, which are the Megillos. Haroah Shir Hashirim B'Chalom Yitzapa L'Chasidus. You see Shir Hashirim in a dream, you should anticipate Chasidus. That Sefer is symbolic of the connection between us and Hashem, and Avodas Hashem. Koheles Yitzapa L'Chachma. Koheles contains a lot of Chachma in it, so that's a sign of Chachma. And Kinos, which is Sefer Icha, Yeragana Paranos, you should expect, anticipate, and be worried about Paranos, as that Sefer deals a lot with the Churban. Hero Megillas Esther, Nes Na'asalo. If you see Megillas Esther, that's a sign of miracles happening to you, because of course many miracles happen to Esther. Shlosha Chachamim Heim, three different Chachamim, if you see them in a dream, mean different things. Hero Rabbi B'Chalom, Yitzapa L'Chachma, Ksir B'Huda Anasi. He was a great Chacham. He wrote Mishnayos, so that means it's a sign that you're going to have Chachma. Rabbi Ben Azariah Yitzapa L'Ashirus, Rabbi Ben Azariah in a dream is a sign of being wealthy, as many places in Shas imply that he was very wealthy. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, Yerag Menat Paranos. If you see Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, you should be worried about Paranos, about bad things happening. He was one of the Asara Harugi Malchus, and therefore it's a sign of Paranos, perhaps. Shlosha Tamini Chachamim Heim, if you see Tamini Chachamim in a dream, mean different things. Haroah Ben Azai Bechalom, Yitzapa L'Chasidus. Ben Azai symbolizes Chasidus. Ben Zoma Yitzapa L'Chachma. Ben Zoma symbolizes Chachma. And Acher, Yerag Menat Paranos, but if you see Acher in a dream, Elisha Ben Avuya, you should anticipate Paranos, bad things, as Acher went off the Derech and ultimately did not do such great things. Kol Minei Chayos, Yafos, L'Chalom, all different types of animals are positive in a dream. Chutz Min Hapil V'Hakof V'Hakafud, except for an elephant or a monkey or a kafud, Rashi says is a long-tailed monkey. Ape. Hamar v'hamar mar haru apil b'chalom pele na'aselo. But we said last dot, but it was for us, that was today, that an elephant is a sign and actually a pele, you're gonna have a wondrous thing, it's a good sign. What do you mean chutz min apil? No kasha, had misarig, had la misarig, as we said on the previous daf, that it depends. If the elephant is saddled, it's a good sign. If it's not saddled, that would be a bad sign. Kol minei mateches yafen l'chalom, chutz mimar, pesel v'kardum. All metal instruments are great signs for a dream, except for a hoe, or a chisel, or an axe. V'hani mili dechazanu v'kasayu, as long as they are attached to their handle, they are ready for use. So these sharp objects being ready for use would be perhaps a dangerous sign, but everything else is a simen yafet. Kol minei peros yafen l'chalom, chutz mimar, Pagei Tamara. All different types of fruits are a great sign in the dream, except for Pagei Tamara, Rashi says, are the underdeveloped dates. And Kol Mina Yerakos, Efam Nachalom, Chutz Mei Rashi Liftos. All vegetables are a great sign in the dream, except for turnip heads. Avaham Arav Lo Iyasri Ad Chazai Rashi Liftos. But Rav says, I only got wealthy when I saw Rashi Liftos turnip heads in my dream. So Gemara explains, Ki chaza b'kanayu chaza, he saw them when they were still attached, and that's why that was a good simon for him, but otherwise it would not be a good simon. Kol minei tzevonim yafa l'chalom, all different types of colors are great signs in a dream, chutz min ha-techeles, except for techeles, and kol minei ofos yafa l'chalom, chutz, and all different types of birds are great simon in a dream, except for karya, kefufa, and korfai, which are different types of owls and different types of birds, which would not be a good simon. Let's do one more set of two dots, and then we'll take a break. Gimel nechnasin legof ve'ein agof nehenem met mehen. Three things enter into a body, but the body doesn't actually get any hana from them. Good gedanios, cherries. Kfanios are bad dates, and pagi tamara, as we said, are underdeveloped dates. Those are things that don't give you hana. I'm not sure what's wrong with cherries. I like cherries, but apparently cherries don't give you hana, and therefore they are ein agof nehenem mehen. Shlosha ein nechnasin legof ve'agof nehenem mehen. Three things that don't enter your guf, but your guf gets hana from them. Eluhein rechitza v'sicha v'tashmish, washing yourself, anointing yourself, and intimacy. And shlosha me'ein olam habahein. There are three things that are me'ein olam haba. Eluhein Shabbos, Shemesh, and Tashmish. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. The sun is me'ein olam haba. And Tashmish is me'ein olam haba. What does Tashmish mean over here? The Gemara explains Tashmish demai ilima Tashmish hamita hamekachesh kachesh. If it means intimacy, but that is mekachesh, it makes you weak. How could that be me'ein olam haba? Ela Tashmish nekavim. Rather it refers to relieving yourself in the bathroom. That's me'ein olam haba. Shlosha Shivin Daito Shal Adam, three things on ease your mind, Eluhain, Kol, Umare Vareach, a nice voice, a nice sight, and a nice smell. And Shlosha, Marchivin Daito Shal Adam, three things also can comfort someone's mind. Eluhain, Dira Noah, Isha Noah, Bekalim Noah, having a nice house, a nice wife, and nice possessions. So we'll stop here for today. So a lot of different symbolism, some things you try to understand, some things are difficult for us to understand. But at the end of the day, there are important things I want to see in a dream. If you saw an elephant beforehand, it's not going to be a good sign. But if you didn't have a reason to see these things, then perhaps can have some meaning, not necessarily Lamaisa, but there are definitely symbolism that we can glean from here, which can be very important for us to take away from here. Yeshikoa.